Expand your awareness on society, culture, relating, the path of transformation, and live life with your soul fully aligned with God. You have arrived to the Steve Experience Podcast.
Hi, everyone. And on this podcast, I just wanted to talk about truth, really, and law and order. For there to be a peaceful world, there has to be justice on some level for crimes. And there's a multitude of crimes going on right now with the lies coming out of people's mouths when it comes to the medical experiment on children and vaguely consenting adults. And then there's where's all the truth about Epstein Island logs? Supposedly they're supposed to be coming out. Elon is coming out with the Fauci files. I'm in my own legal battle with some woman in Europe, in the Netherlands, who has written lies about me. And it's beyond the pale. These people who are lying, who think they can get away with it, think we live in some kind of universe where the truth doesn't exist and there isn't any kind of justice. It's this nonchalant, I'll do whatever I want type thing and not look at the truth of what has gone on here with all the crimes against humanity at the highest levels. By lying about the crimes, you are participating in the crimes. So it's a whole mess of a situation we've got ourselves in. And the ones who are, in my legal case anyway, there's the woman who's was really an influencer and was promoting the medical experiment, and I felt a very contentious way, considering it was an experiment. She hadn't have on her posts, this is an experiment, when it was labeled as an experiment by the governments around the world. The gold standard of truth in the medical realms is randomized controlled trials, RCT. None of that was going on. Why wasn't that flagged as in the posts by Mark Zuckerberg and friends as the problem with the posts? Yeah, every post, doesn't matter if it was saying that or questioning what was going on in another way, or the ones that were promoting, somehow it was okay. Why was it okay to promote something that didn't have RCT? Why was that legal, America? So the whole legal system needs looking at. And then, I don't know enough about the law system, but I'm researching it, is if these people don't apologize, like this woman hasn't, I've written about it as a journalist, she hasn't apologized about the fact she didn't put any information about the fact that it was an experiment, and in my opinion, it was pretty contentious way, the way she was posting. I mean, judge for yourselves, but there needs to be some legal system that doesn't allow this anymore, right? Why are people getting involved in being henchmen for Pfizer, Bill Gates, and whoever the fuck else? I don't need to list them all again. They're already giving me nightmares and problems that I've had to solve, but I've solved them all. So there's plenty of people shouting for the truth and speaking the truth. Many I've linked in the article that I've written about this. I'm writing many articles about this. I've been a journalist since 2007 when I studied journalism at university in the UK. Some great teachers down there talking about the integrity of journalism. And I don't know if they're still doing that course. I think they might be, but that was quite a while back. And started my own journalist career since then. Took fire really a bit more in 2012. I did write for my own student publication back in 2007. Yeah, that was good. But then when I started my own magazine, Raw Attraction Magazine, I started to research what was going on between men and women in the dating and relationship worlds, and researching different scenes and that, from tantra, kink, researching what these teachers were teaching. Some were teaching pure shit. And well, in fact, most of those leaders from those groups, they didn't really stand up when all this problem was. And this one organization called ISTA, all their teachers bar about one, and they're the biggest sort of, I'd say, tantric organization out there. They guys are under shamanism now. The International School of Temple Arts. Not virtually none of those students, and like less than 2%, let's say 2-3% max. Apart from Babadez, who did say he was against the medical experiment on the phone to me and on the voice, but I was watching the other ones that none of them were speaking up against it. So is silence in the face of obvious crimes, which I was telling everyone about from the beginning, just putting it in their face, as were other people. I wasn't obviously the only one, but God is the only one telling the truth through these people. Like, is there crimes if you were silent? In an ideal society, there would have to be something there, but I will leave that up to the divine to make that decision through us. As humans living through this new type of awareness and evolution that has come through the wake of mass communication through the internet. And so there's laws that needs to be changed here. And I wish the divine hand of the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, I like to call it the divine or God, it's the same thing for me. Then the divine hand will have the last say in this. And I think the book of Revelation in the Bible, something I've been looking at in the last 2 or 3 years, not been a Christian or anything like that, or went to Bible study. I just started listening to the Bible on YouTube with Alexander Scalby. And yeah, really good. Apart from Genesis 17, which I covered, which is all about circumcision, which is obviously satanic. So I don't know how that got in there. But anyway, the book of Revelation is good. Most of the rest of the Bible is good. Really love the Chosen series on, I think it's thechosen.tv or something. If you search The Chosen online, you'll find this series. It's free or donation to watch. Incredible series that's got me into studying stuff. And I looked at the Gospel of Thomas as well. I like the Nag Hammadi scriptures, most of them. So this is where I've been finding truth, as well as connecting with my true divine self via my I am, via my higher self, via my divine plan, via my soul, via my heart, via my inner union between the inner masculine, inner feminine, inner child, divine child. So that's kind of the truth I'm looking at right now and using to derive the truth from those places, which, as far as I know, the law systems across the world are based on morality. And yeah, you have to be moral about this and you have to be truthful in the law system, but I'm bringing all the truth. I'll bring nothing but the truth. And if it's a war against lies and truth, I mean, I've got no problem. I can face anyone in the whole universe. I can face God with that. But I reckon it would be a close match with me and Jesus. So, but then we just have a laugh at the end of it because we know we're just playing around because we know the truth anyway. So it would just basically be laughing the whole time about how you fish people with fire, the fire of truth, and put them through a storm of truth, a la Noah, and embody the truth, get on the cross, allow yourself to be sacrificed. Not that I did it like him, he's way ahead of me in that game. But I sacrificed people calling me insane the last few years and saying I'm all sorts of things online like this woman did, which really fucking harsh in my opinion. And she openly says in one of her posts she wants to destroy my business. She didn't use the word destroy, but I'm just paraphrasing, but I haven't even said her name on this podcast. If you want, I'll pull up the thing so I'm not in any kind of legal situation. Just pull up the post. I'm not going to name her though, but if you do your own research, you might figure out who it is. So what does she say? In September 2020, when a facilitator wants to learn from a behavior that is unsupportive or abusive, as a community, we can grow, is my belief. And yes, that's take a long time and an intense process of restoration. But when a facilitator doesn't want to, i.e. learn, doesn't want to learn, and starts threatening, what else can we do but cutting access to, basically means to cut access to his participants. Now, this is all isolated to me because I had one problem with a client a couple of years ago when I was speaking too much truth online. To be honest, I shouldn't have had her as a friend on Facebook. That's my fault, and I take responsibility for it. But I was posting a lot about all the pedophile rings and how I was going to go against that by, you know, sacrificing myself, essentially. And I lit a fire with that post about sacrifice, and it annoyed about 20,000 people minimum. So I was essentially claiming that people needed to focus on the child trafficking issue rather than what Bill Gates is saying, considering I think Bill Gates was good friends with Epstein and stuff. Well, it was true, so like I don't think it was particularly the wrong thing to say. It needed to be said, and people were in this psychological trance. From my perspective, they were zombified by the media, and influencers posting absolute lies. So this woman is accusing me of what she's done. So I'm gonna take that to court. So I got that to fight. Pray for me there. Pray for the truth to come through the justice systems. Divine plan aligned. I am. We are the justice systems. Clearing out any energies from that via my I am self back to source now, because you cannot mess with what I'm doing. It is impossible. I'm talking to every being in any other dimension when I say that. Our body and soul is divine, and there's nothing that can touch it in the physical form apart from other humans, and we can touch each other in beautiful ways as with love and affection and care and compassion and understanding. And so with this wisdom, we can move forward. Now, as I'm doing this, just because I said that, because I said this live, I didn't plan this out. I'm getting attacked. I'm having to clear things. But I don't care. I know how to clear them. Yeah, it might make me slightly agitated sometimes, but when you're getting full-blown soul ripped out and then your whole energy system smashed to pieces and stuff like that, and it does tend to grind your gears, as they say in America. But I am a stronger person than I was, say, 7 years ago when I first got into this via my mentor who taught me this stuff, and I've had to figure a lot out on my own. She once said to me, probably one of the wisest things she said to me, and she said, well, everything was wise, but she says it on a video on one of my courses that, you know, I will not enlighten you about your I am self. Your I am self will do that. Now, yeah, I don't know if that's slightly being lazy from a human point of view. I'm joking kind of there, but I'm really realizing it for myself that I can't teach this stuff very easily. Yeah, my fiance can get it. She lives with me. But as for teaching it, beyond that, it's really only within a family that you can do it, I think, or people living together who genuinely want to learn it. And there's got to be a desire for learning, like a big desire for learning. If there was a huge desire for learning from everyone in the world, I'd probably teach with my fiance or future wife, probably everyone, but with hopefully my mentor would come in on that. I haven't spoken to her for a while. And a few other people, I think we get 12, 13 of us to do that. So if there was that desire, then figure it out. But at the moment, the desire is small because people are still obsessed with Bill Gates. So I'll leave it there. Hope that you have a good new year. Blessings for this new year for everyone, 2023. Thanks so much.
Discover more about Steve's other creations, including his book, magazine, and much more at thesteveexperience.com. Thank you for listening. If you love this podcast, please share it with your friends and family. Much love and deep blessings to you on your journey. We can't wait to see you on the next Steve Experience podcast.